You're way too hot to be a hot mess friend, and getting organized is the fast track to creating a life you love. Welcome to the Get Organized for Good podcast, where we maximize our productivity, cultivate purposeful habits, and have more fun. I'm your host, Corinne Morahan. I'm a professional organizer and business strategist, and I went from being stressed out and annoyed all the time to living my best life and running my dream business. I did that by finally getting organized, and I want to help you do the same. So let's do the damn thing. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the organizing mindset and why your mindset matters more than you think. And this is actually part one of a four-part series where I'm going to introduce you to my organizing framework. But before we jump into that, I want to tell you about how this all came about and how I am now living such an organized life, because this was not always the case for me. And I remember one moment in particular where I knew everything had to change. We were living up here in the suburbs outside of Boston where we live now, and my kids were little, and I was working outside the house, and I had gone to pick them up from daycare, and I brought them home, brought them in the house, multiple trips to and from the car to the kitchen, bringing in all the stuff. I remember my silk blouse sticking to my back because I was sweaty and annoyed and just frustrated from the day. And my adorable kiddos were running around the kitchen, laughing, making a mess as kids do. And I yelled at them. For what? For being kids? For making a mess? For having fun? And they both looked up at me with their big brown eyes filled with tears, wondering what they had done wrong. And I sank to the floor in my own tears and I thought, nothing. You've done nothing wrong. It's me. I have become unrecognizable to myself. I have let the stress of life and work and motherhood and trying to keep our house organized turn me into someone that I do not want to be. This is not how I want to live my life. And I got up and started walking around my house, and I started thinking, wouldn't life just be so much easier if we had less stuff, if we had better systems, if I was not the one who was trying to hold it all together? I want that for me. I want that for our family. And I decided right then and there that I was going to declutter everything from our house that we didn't need, use, want, or love, that I was going to set up systems that the whole family was going to get involved. And it took me an entire year, and it changed our whole lives. And the membership that I've created is based on that process. Now, I love a framework. And if you couldn't tell by now, I need a plan or the wheels fall off the freaking bus. Yes, I am organized. Yes, I am super productive, highly capable. But the reason I can show up that way is because I have created a framework for our lives that allows me to thrive in that way. Because when I don't have a framework, it's not pretty, friends. So I created a four-step framework that now almost 1,000 women who have gone through my membership have put in place, and it works for them too. And I, over the next four episodes, am going to introduce you to each piece of the puzzle. Because during our time together, you're spending time in your day to turn on this episode. And I'm so, so appreciative that you are doing that for yourself. And I love that you're a part of my world, and I don't take that lightly. And during our time together, you're going to start to see how when each of these four puzzle pieces come together, it will truly change your life. The first piece is our mindset, and the subsequent three are more tactical. They're more tangible steps. So if you are someone who craves that, we will get into it. But it is so crucial that we start with our mindset, because we have to understand how our disorganization is bringing us so much stress and, frankly, unhappiness. So think about the pain points in your life right now and how many of them could be reduced or eliminated entirely if you were organized. And I've shared in previous episodes that when we're organized, our life flows more smoothly, we are less stressed, there is just less manic episodes in our house, less frantic errands, better orgasms, just so much more good stuff. And so many of the pain points in your life can be eliminated when you get more organized. Getting organized is often the fast track and a direct line to having an easier, more fun life. And it is why I am so passionate about this subject. I want us to have fun. I want us to have fun lives. I don't want us to be organized for the sake of being organized. I want us to be organized for the byproduct of it, for the beautiful life that we get to live when we live in organization. Clutter and a long to-do list, frankly, suck. They just do. They're stressful and they take fun out of the rest of your life. And without them, you get to invite more ease and fun and time to do things you love. So I want us to do a quick visualization. Are we into these? Let's see if we're into it, okay? If we hate it, you'll let me know. But if we love it, you'll let me know also. So if it is safe to do so, I want you to close your eyes. Obviously, if you are driving or out for a walk, don't try to do this. Do this when you come back home later. But this is going to take like 2 minutes. So if it is safe to do so, close your eyes. Imagine walking into your home and it is completely organized. You look around your home, your current home with your current belongings, your current furniture, your current decor, nothing else has changed. But you look around and there is nothing to put away. Everything you own is perfectly put away in an organized system. There are no chores to do. You think about your to-do list and you feel good about what you accomplished that day. Think about the free time and expansiveness you've unlocked and all the fun that you can have. How does that feel? How amazing does that feel? Now open your eyes. That felt good, right? And in that visualization, you didn't win the lottery. You didn't lose 10 pounds. You didn't get a new spouse. Your life is the same, but it's organized. That one change can change everything. But if that feeling were enough, we'd all be organized, right? Let's face it. It's not just the feeling or the desire that will get us there. We first need to uncover the mental roadblocks that are standing in our way so that we can get into the mindset of how being organized will transform our life. And I want you to remember this. You can't hate yourself into the person you want to be. You have to love yourself into her. So we're going to show ourselves love, not by shaming ourselves into asking ourselves how our houses got so messy in the first place, or how did we let it get to this, or all the ways we failed. We are not doing that here. We are going to recognize that we deserve more. No shame, no blame, just recognizing that we deserve more. And because we love ourselves, not because we hate ourselves, we are going to do better for ourselves. But why does it feel so hard? Well, after working with my clients over the years, I've discovered a few mindset roadblocks that come up over and over again. So let's talk about them today and see if you recognize yourself in any of these. Because when we hear it out loud, when we see something a new way, we cannot unsee it. And that is a very powerful mindset shift that helps us move in the direction that we want to go in. Okay. The first mindset roadblock when it comes to getting organized is you think you need to do it all at once. It is so easy to feel overwhelmed when we think about our entire house, our entire life, every single thing that needs to get organized. I get it. I felt that way when I went through the process. And I told you it took me an entire year. And here's why. Because life went on living. Work kept happening. Children kept growing, right? Life didn't stop when I decided we were going to get it organized. It had to fit into my life. So here is my advice. Break it down. And I want to share a secret with you. Even I get overwhelmed when I think about taking on a new organizing project. When we go into a client's homes, my first initial reaction sometimes is also to be overwhelmed. And then I remember, I got this. I know exactly what to do. I don't let that racing mind win. I break it down into steps. And I remind myself that if I take it one little step at a time, it will get done. Everything gets done. One step at a time. And that's what I want you to do too. Just take it one task at a time and know that you will get there. You absolutely will. And listen, we are not racing to the finish line here. This is our lives and we are building a better life, a better future for ourselves. There's no rush. We've let it get this bad for this long. So let's do this slowly, methodically, in a way that is actually going to be doable for us and remind ourselves that one step at a time will get us there. Okay. The second organizing mindset roadblock is you don't know where to start. And here's another secret. I'm sharing a lot of secrets today. There is no best place to start. There's no best place to start. You just have to start somewhere, anywhere. Could be a junk drawer, a sock drawer, a coat closet, an entryway. It doesn't matter. Now, yes, there are best practices, but the best of the best practice is just start. If you are someone that needs a small win, just pick the easiest possible drawer in your house, declutter it, throw out the trash, call it a win. If you are someone who needs to have a massive win to keep going, like you need to tackle the hardest of the hard, then for you, you should start there. What is the thing that will make the biggest impact on your life? And start there and commit to getting it done. It really, truly does not matter. If your plan is to declutter and organize your whole house and your whole life, why does it matter where you start? You know you'll get to it all eventually, one step at a time. Just start. The third roadblock is you want it to be perfect. And you're going to hear this theme come up a bunch throughout many of the episodes because I call myself a recovered perfectionist. I used to really, really want to be perfect and actually believed that I could be. And through the years, I have untied that knot. But really in a huge way when I started this business in 2018, because I realized I had big, big business dreams and goals, and I was going to get a fraction of them done if I was waiting for everything to be perfect. And I just decided I was going to do it messy and do it anyway. And it is so much more fun. And this is the case with being organized too. If you want it to be perfect, you're not going to start. There is no perfect. I always say that if you had my team of 10 organizers come in and we were each given a space to organize, none of us would do it the exact same way. There is no one right way. There is no perfect. And so many people hold ourselves back because we want the results to be perfect. But you can always go back and make things better. And there really is no such thing as perfect. So really just remember that you just got to get started. You got to start anywhere. And it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be amazing. Like anything worth doing, getting organized is a marathon, not a sprint. P.S. I freaking hate running. So maybe it's neither, but you get the point. But if any of these roadblocks resonate with you, know that you absolutely can overcome them and organize your life for good. And it is so, so worth it. I believe in you, and it's time that you believe in you. And, you know, I said in the beginning, when you see something, you can't unsee it. This is what a mindset shift will do. What was once so hard starts to feel like, oh, wait, this is actually the easier thing to do. All I've got to do is like assign something a home and put it in that home, and then it stays organized. That is so much easier than living in a mess. So I have seen time and time again, for those who are most successful at getting organized, is they really are committed to shifting their mindset around it, to making it a priority, to realizing that it's not miraculously going to get done, that it's most likely not going to be perfect, but it will absolutely change your life. So you have to see it as a priority. You have to see how your mindset can work for or against you. Remember that you do not have to do it all at once. You can start anywhere. You just have to start. And progress over perfection, always. You do not need to do it all at once. You get to live the life of your dreams once you get your freaking house and life organized. So in the next three episodes, I'm going to be talking about the other pieces of the framework. So today we talked about mindset. The next piece is decluttering. The third piece is organizing. And the fourth step is the famous Sunday reset. But if you want to read some more about my roadmap before the other episodes drop, you can go to gritandglam.com/roadmap. And you can print out the roadmap and you can see some more details for yourself. And then come back here for the next episode, for the next three episodes, so that you can really understand how all of these pieces fit together so you can change your life, because you deserve that, friend. Thank you so much for listening. If you are loving the show, it would mean the world to me if you would take 30 seconds and subscribe to the podcast. It's super easy. Just go to the upper right corner, wherever you listen to your podcasts, and click the subscribe button or tap the plus button. You're amazing.